Hey, how you doing? My name is Steve. I'm actually looking for Dan. Is you available? Hey, Dan. I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. How you doing today?
Good. From who?
Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not really trying to take much of your time here. The reason I'm calling you is really just to follow up with you on something. I sent you out an offer to your company like 2.5 weeks ago. It was through direct mail, so I'm sure you guys just get these all the time and really just end up tossing them, and that's totally understandable. Hence my follow-up phone call. Anyway, the offer was based off of some financing deal with GE a couple years back. Does that ring a bell?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Well, you guys have some strong borrowing history with them, and so the offer that I sent out was based off of that. It was some equipment or some capital, just seeing if you guys have any needs now or sometime in the future, or if there's any time of the year that you guys do that kind of thing.
Not really. I've been trying to be self-sufficient, so
Oh, right on.
holding out after that. I've been able to pull that off so far, so not many need for it right now.
Okay.
Maybe in the future, but right now I'm sitting okay.
Okay. Is there any time of the year that you love to do that kind of thing?
It's usually the first part of the year if I do.
The first part of the year. Right on. How's business been for you?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty fortunate. Yep.
Well, that's good. Do you stay busy year round, or is it seasonal for you?
Seasonal.
Yeah. No, can't pour concrete in the wintertime, right?
Oh, you can, but it's got to be the right sections inside or footings and walls. You can't make any money doing it.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Stuff takes that much longer, and just everything costs more and takes longer to do and all that
Well, that's good. I mean, how are your sales? Are you guys up or down from last year? Right on.
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, well, that's good. At least you guys are growing. Do you guys have plans for future growth, like bringing on some more trucks or anything like that?
What's that?
Do you guys have plans for future growth? Like, do you guys plan on bringing any on more trucks for your fleet or anything?
Yeah, I've been tossing around just maybe a truck and another Bobcat, which that's what's financed through GE right now. It's Bobcat. I've been thinking about getting another one, but that's about as far as it got.
Yeah. When were you thinking about getting it?
I would probably get it before the end of the year if I did.
Yeah. Okay. Do you guys have some projects coming up where you guys could use it?
Oh yeah. Yeah,
Right.
we do. So.
Right on. Well, let me ask you this question, Dan. How much money could you make off of having your Bobcat?
Well, they pay for themselves in about 4 years.
4 years? Okay. How much do those usually run? I'm just curious.
I just priced one here a while ago, and it's one I want. It's about 54 grand.
54 grand. Okay. That's not bad. That's pretty good. You can pay that off in 4 years.
Yeah, and they last about, if you take care of them, they'll last 10, you know.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Right. Who were you looking through to get that with GE? Like, I know you haven't really thought that deep into it, but
No, I haven't, but they last time I got it from Carlton Equipment, that's who they hooked me up with.
okay. Yeah, because I don't think GE does any kind of financing anymore. I think they kind of pulled out of that. If I can remember correctly. But
Okay, that could be, I guess, but that's who my financial statement comes through every month.
okay. I mean, if you still have some payments on there, that might be why, but I don't know what they do for existing customers or anything. I don't know if they renew or anything like that. I'm not 100% what they do. But yeah, I mean, the
You
nice
just
thing.
do the capital now.
Well, I'm sorry?
You just do the capital part of it now.
They do?
Yeah, is that what you're saying now?
I think they pulled out of financing altogether. I'm not, I mean, that's what I've heard. I'm not really too sure on that, but yeah, I mean, if you're trying to bring on some like a Bobcat or something like that here soon, We have some really good rates, especially with the equipment financing. I mean, have you ever, I know you haven't really thought about it that much, but if you're trying to make some money off of that thing, I mean, why not, get it as soon as possible? That way you can start making some money off of that.
Well, I have to pull the trigger at some point, and I'm just trying to be cautious about it. So,
Oh, sure, yeah.
I got winter coming up too, and that payment's still there whether you have work or not. So, it's to the point, do I just rent one and still see what the end of the year really brings, and then buy one next year, or get one now and cross fingers that we're gonna got made enough money to make the winter payment. So that's kind of where I'm at. I know they'll pay for themselves. It's just a matter of I don't want to put myself in a bad financial situation. So.
Oh yeah, I totally understand. I get that.
I was just calling about.
All right, was this a new one that you're looking at, or was it a used one?
Yeah, no, new one.
New? Yeah? Okay.
You can't hardly find a used one. Everybody that buys one, they just keep them.
Yeah, they last a while.
They're a good machine.
They really are, especially when they're Bobcat. Very nice. Okay, well,
I'll definitely keep you in mind if I do that. I'll give you a call, but I just not, like I said, I gotta make a decision when to pull it.
Sure. Well, hey, Dan, how about this? How about if I'll send you an email with some information on it, and that way just take a look at it, and because I know you said you don't want to do this until when you really are ready to pull the trigger on that, and that's totally fine. And if you find a different deal, like if you look through somebody a different banger like that, don't pull the trigger on that yet, because if they have a deal for you, we have a beat policy. So.
I might because. The other thing I was looking into is a snowplow and a truck.
There you go.
And so, yeah, send me that information. I'll definitely give you a shot at it and see what we come up with. So I'm going to do one or the other for sure. So.
Okay. And, another nice thing, too, is that, like I said, just to keep your mind free of anything, I'll send you all the information, and if you want to, it's totally up to you. If you fill out like the application and all that stuff, and just send it back to me, at least I'll have it in on hand, so that way when you are ready to pull the trigger, you don't have to get all that paperwork, ready again, and shoot it all my way and have all that stress. So I mean, if you just want to, over the next couple of weeks, even, just send me, bit by bit if you want, and then that way I can hold on to it, and then whenever you're ready.
All right, that sounds good.
Cool. What's a good email for you, Dan?
Dan J. Petersheim.
That's Petersheim?
No, Sheim.
Sheim. Okay. And you said Dan J?
Yep.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Gmail. Perfect. All right, Dan, so I'll send you this email. Just look at it, and you can check us out online and check out our Google reviews and all that stuff, too. I mean, we're pretty good at what we do, so hopefully we can do some business, Dan.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the call.
Hey, thanks for taking the time out to talk to me. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.